Hi, I'm Christy Marie Sheldon. I am so thrilled to be here with you today, doing a little connection, a little exercise, a little lover above energy. Let me ask you a question. Do you think that you're living lover above energy? Is that part of your life? You know, the way that you can tell is life kind to you? Do things show up for you pretty easily? Do all areas of your life seem to just work for you? Do you feel like the universe supports you? So any of those questions are kind of clues to if you're living lover above energy. And I want to help you with that, because what I truly know for sure is that the clients that I've worked with, and it's well over 10,000, when we're living the energy of lover above, things just seem to work out. You know, problems seem to kind of just vanish, or if they show up, they just kind of smooth out and work out for the best for everybody. Okay? And so I'm going to help you a little bit today, do a little bit of an inner assessment, and then we're going to walk you through an exercise so that you can invite in some of the higher vibrations and so you can start manifesting some cool things for yourself. So it's going to be fun. I want you to do a mini check-in right now. And I want you to just kind of take your energy, kind of connect to the light, whatever that means for you. Okay, so just connect to yourself, connect to your heart, connect to the light. Just kind of tune in. And I want you to think about your yesterday for a moment. Yesterday, did you live the energy of love, kindness, and gratitude over 50% of your day? Okay, now ask this question. Yesterday, did you feel love and kindness and gratitude as a feeling over 50% of your day? Okay, so now if the answer is no, I'm going to ask you two more questions. Yesterday, what percentage of your day were you living love, kindness, and gratitude? Okay, yesterday, one more question. What percentage of the day did you feel love and kindness and gratitude? All right, so check this out. Whatever the answer is, lover above energy, the first rule of thumb is you don't judge yourself. It's just an awareness, okay? It's just an assessment. It's just a little sliding scale. It's just where you are. So the cool thing is there's only an up to this. There's only an upside, okay? Because today's a new day. You're going to get some energy. You're going to start looking at your life a little different. So you're not going to be different than what you are currently right now. All right, so I'm going to walk you through a little energy upload so that you can start embodying in your daily routine, in your daily life, a little bit more love. Because at the end of the day, lover above energy is something that you walk in. It's something that you are. It's something that you become. And at first, for a lot of people, they don't actually feel love. That's actually quite common. Some people go, I don't feel. Well, if you don't feel, that's literally, there's been some place in your life where you just kind of shut down, love wasn't safe, or love wasn't kind, or the world wasn't fun for you. At some level, you just kind of shut down. And all of those gifts and talents and feelings can be awakened again. You always have them. They're always in you. They can be ignited. You know, like a pilot light, we can just kind of light them up again. So if you're driving, obviously don't close your eyes, but if you're not driving, please take your eyes, just close them for a minute. And I want you to take your energy and just go up about 300 feet where you kind of see, sense, or feel the light. There's a place where you can connect literally just to divine guidance. It's a little dimension, a little energy that as a soul, we all know where this light is. Okay, because it's a part of who we are. So just take your energy up and just see, sense, or feel the light about 300 feet above your head. And ask this light to just come down into your crown, kind of opening up all your connection, Let it come into your third eye, opening up your sight. Let it come into your ears, opening up your ability to hear divine guidance. Let this light come into your throat, opening up your ability to communicate to the highest part of you, to communicate love, to receive love, so that the words that come out of your mouth are love. Allow the light to come into your heart, so that your heart is a big energy field of radiation where you just radiate love and light out to everybody. And allow the light to come into your stomach area, just kind of smoothing away any tension, any nervousness, anywhere you were sucker punched by love. Allow the light to come into any place where you feel unrooted or powerless over getting and receiving love. Allow the light to come through your legs and your feet. And literally take the energy down into the center of the planet. Just imagine there's a big beam of light and you're in the middle of it. And this beam of light just connects to the center of the planet. And believe it or not, in the center of the planet, there's kind of a dimension or a feeling that you can connect to where it feels like that the Earth will support you. Okay, oftentimes people don't go for things because they don't feel supported, or they have the inclination that the light or the universe or people don't love them enough to let them have what they want or themselves. So connect to that place where you feel totally supported. And when you feel totally supported, then ask that light to just come straight back up into your heart, kind of like going up an elevator. And so now you're connected from above and below. And ask this light to meet in the heart area. And imagine your heart's a great central sunshine and you just radiate out light in all directions. Yeah, all right. And you probably, a lot of you notice that you could take a breath for the first time, or you could breathe in, or there's a sense of calm or peace or something that happened. So anything's okay. Now I want you to do another little connection. And I want you to ask, at what age was the first age in this lifetime that you shut down feeling love? Okay, so everything, so we're going to delete all that, okay? So everywhere you shut down love for whatever reason, we're going to instantly and easily just transmute, delete, uncreate, pull that stuff out of anywhere it's sitting in your energy or in your heart. Okay, now I'm going to ask you again. What is another time in this lifetime, at what age, did you shut down the receiving and feeling of love? Okay, whatever that age is, will you uncreate it? Will you transmute all the energies and all the stories and all the stuff? Just delete all the story that's around that. Just take it away. This lover above energy will just kind of melt everything away. And now I want you to just take a few moments and ask, at what other age did I just shut down receiving love? Okay, cool. And all of that stuff, will you delete it, uncreate it? Yes. Transmute it and let go of that permanently across all time, dimension, space, and reality. Okay, next, I want you to tune into the highest part of you and just ask this. If I wanted to bring more love, more kindness, more peace, and more gratitude into more than 50% of my day, what is one thing I can do every day to make that happen? Some of you might get answers like meditate or connect, or do something kind, or compliment somebody every day. You know, yesterday was a really cool day. I walked into this restaurant and this guy was like literally holding the door, and I was kind of talking on my phone, so I took a minute. He said, "I was waiting for you because I want to do my kind thing that I do for people today." He did like a kindness gesture for everyone today. And I talked to him a little bit about that. And he said, yeah, it makes my whole life better. I make sure that I do one or two things for people every day that's completely and totally kind. And so that was his gesture. It's kind of funny, appropriate that it happened right before Valentine's Day, right? So what is one other thing that you can bring into your daily routine, your daily practice, that would bring love and kindness and gratitude into your life over 50% of the day? Okay, cool. All right. So that's my recommendation for you. Hire divine guidance, talking straight to your heart, telling you exactly what to do. So thank you for letting me walk you through that. I hope you have a pleasurable, kind, and amazing day. And please spread some love today out to yourself and to everybody that you meet and greet. All right, many blessings. Take care.